Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going great. Great over here. How about you?
Oh, what a day it's been today.
Has it been a day?
Well, if anyone follows me on Instagram, I went on a little rant. It's been a day. So we are...
Oh, wait. I didn't see the rant.
Oh. Well, Moomoos, you're in for a treat.
Oh.
You can enjoy that. You'll have to look that one up.
Is that about me?
Yes. It is okay. A 7-minute rant about how all of your new blog posts are just fucking fantastic and how everyone should go read them right now. No.
Wow.
But that is also true, too.
Well, I'll check that out. I'll have to look that one up. And it sounds like you're heated, so that's good.
Nah, I'm not heated. I'm just like, I'm a little spicy.
A little spicy today. That's fine.
It's like that TikTok of that fish where it's like, why is it spicy? No, so if you do follow me on Instagram, just know that like I am in the wake of that. So I feel like it's going to be a fantastic episode. So.
Excellent. I'm excited to see the energy that you are bringing.
Yeah. Oh, it's sparkling. It's the sparkling anime filter on Instagram is exactly what it is.
It's exactly that. I can tell it's emanating from you right now.
you're like trying to hang up. No.
Right.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley. I had to remember my name real quick.
I thought you already knew your name.
I think I already know my name.
And welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
And before we get started, as always, we would like to give a huge thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly. And we just added some new perks to our Patreon.
Yes, like Ellen, we've added perks to make
Brad.
It. Sorry, keep going.
Yes, oh, see, you say that, and now I'm like, my wheels start turning, and I almost said something. Anyway.
You get a day off on your birthday.
Yeah. For just $2 a month, you too can have a day off on your birthday. No, for just $2 a month, you get access to all of our bonus episodes. And also, if you are in the Legend tier, if you're in the $2 tier too, you also get access to our new Discord, which
the very active Discord.
Yes. It's super active. And if you don't know what Discord is, it's essentially, did I explain this last week? I can't remember.
It's like an AOL chat room meets what's it called? Not Skype.
Kind of. Slack.
Slack.
Slack
totally.
Meets AIM, meets AOL chat rooms that we used to do back in the day.
There's GIFs, there's emoticons.
It's like a giant group chat, but everything is sorted by topic. So if you want to go in and chat about this or that, you'll see. So if you are a supporter, I do need to add that.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you join our Patreon and then you sync your Discord account, it will assign you your tier. And then for everyone in the legend tier, you get to chat more exclusively with us. Like the VMA is coming up. Someone clocked it in the chat. They were like, does this mean you guys are going to be like chatting live with us? So
I might be dropping in an opinion or two during the night.
Maybe so. We also have a bonus episode on there of Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen, which we have to give.
So timely. We have this sixth sense about us.
Do we? What's it? It's called gay.
Yes. Oh, that.
No, Carly Rae, Emotion.
Yes, if you talk about Emotion enough times, eventually she celebrates an anniversary. So here we are at the 5th year anniversary of Emotion. And in honor of that, not only do we have our deep dive that you can listen to, but Carly just very generously put the bonus tracks on streaming, Never Get to Hold You and Love Again. Both amazing. I've cried to at least one of them. So
Never Get to Hold You is so good.
It's so good. That's the one I cried to. Yeah, it's really good. It's really, it should have been on the main album. It's fine. She had 250 songs to choose from. We get it. Drop Emotion side C. Let's go.
I know. I mean, it's kind of fitting for now, too.
Oh, wow. Never Get to Hold You. Truly.
Wow.
Quarantine anthem.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so shall we jump into this week? First up, we want to start off by giving our condolences to Miley Cyrus and her family for the passing of her grandmother. She's been sharing a lot of posts on Instagram right now.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah.
Also very, you know, in Miley spirit, it's very celebratory and all of the amazing things that she got to be involved in, you know, meeting Snoop and all these things. It's very touching that, you know, she's sharing this very publicly. So
yeah, I thought all of her posts were, like you said, like super celebratory and just very sweet and just, yeah. So our condolences go out to Miley and to anyone really who's having a similar situation, especially in this time. I mean, not to start off this episode on like a downer, but
no, but we were gonna kick off talking about Miley and you know, have to address that. It's very sad.
Yeah. I always hate having to like shift a turn.
Right. In a brighter, sillier, escapist territory, Miley has been doing so much promo for Midnight Sky, which I tweeted about it earlier. You never can tell when a song is really going to last much longer than New Music Friday these days because of streaming and just the constant music overload that we have. But this one's going the distance for me, for sure.
Same.
I am listening to it all the time. I feel like such a badass. I feel like very empowered. I lie to myself and say, like, I don't need your love. Like, I pretend for that 3 minutes that I don't need internet validation, and it's great.
The down has just been stuck in my brain. It is such an earworm.
Yeah, it's even more Stevie Edge of 17 than I first thought. It's super that. It's very 80s. It's very cool. So I'm really into it for her. Now, the one thing that she has a tendency of doing is after an album, she tends to drag her last album. She, during the Younger Now era, was hard on bangers, and that got her in some hot water for what she was saying about hip hop and the bangers era. And now that we're in Midnight Sky, she isn't outright bashing it, but she said about Younger Now that it didn't really make sense in her career, and that she sort of implied that she was sort of like, I want to say, love drunk with Liam Hemsworth, and it kind of changed her. So I don't, you know,
I feel like though, as a, I mean, I'm not Miley Cyrus, but
right.
I feel like as creatives, we all sort of feel a similar, like we look back and we're like embarrassed, like, ooh, did I really think that was the moment? That was embarrassing.
That is so true. Like, I hate everything I just did, always, always. But, you know, so she said, when I look at my career, there was a 1 or 2 year period that doesn't really make sense. I think you and I probably know that's like younger now, Malibu era. I think what happened with that, which happens with a lot of people, and it's not to villainize the partner, but you lose yourself in someone else sometimes, is what she said about that era. Now, I love Malibu, and I actually love the song Younger Now. I wasn't the hugest fan of the album overall, but those the singles I really enjoyed. And yeah, I think right now she's too close to the fire in a way that she doesn't want to think about that because it's tied to Liam and it's tied to like memories.
Yeah, can't relate.
So, you know, they're being a little hard on her. The fans are like, come on, like, can't we like anything? You always hate the album that we just started stanning. It's like
that one tweet she posted where what song was it that's going?
Oh my God, that's the other thing we have to talk about. Yes, she is going viral on TikTok because she. And it's not for the song that's out, of course, naturally. It's for When I Look at You from the last song, which is with Liam. It was actually from her EP, Time of Our Lives. And then it was a last song soundtrack song. And it was a top 20 hit at the time in 2010.
Pretty legendary, if you ask me. I love it.
Beautiful ballad, decade old, doing numbers on TikTok, rising up on her charts. But she dragged a Miley Updates account was like... providing the account information of how much it's rising. She's like, y'all are streaming the wrong song.
Literally, like the person behind that account was just like...
we pay your bills!
it was really...
I mean, she's got a point. Like, it has to be so annoying to have a new song out. And everyone's like, oh my God, have you heard Toxic?
Oh, right?
That's probably how she feels. So I get it. But this song is doing numbers. It is her most added at radio in her entire career.
Wow.
So we're going to probably see a big debut number soon. And I hope so, because I think this is worth the fanfare, the comeback moment, what have you. Like, I feel like she needs to chart with this big. So
I also loved that she tweeted the clip of the Honest Vocal Coach.
Oh, that was genius. For those who didn't see, she tweeted all the reaction famous people doing reactions to the song, and they're all loving it, including our legend, our icon, the Honest Vocal Coach.
She's an icon.
I'm loving this. This is definitely a bop.
She is a legend. She is the moment. If you haven't watched her, she's incredible. And Miley posted that. And yeah, so to the Younger Now point, like you said, I feel like creatives are overly harsh on their last material, but the problem is I feel like pop stars shouldn't degrade their music because you have fans who have tattoos of that music, who stan it. So like, even if it's hard, even if you privately hate it, like I just wouldn't vocalize it because it means so much to people probably. Especially like Younger Now has such a good message. I thought it was great for her, but it's fine.
I know.
She'll love it for years.
Everyone with their folklore tattoos. Hopefully Taylor never...
Me included. This is me trying down my spine.
Wait, what?
The song, This Is Me Trying.
You got that as a tattoo?
No, I'm saying I should.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute. What? I was like, oh.
Oh my God, cut to me in a week with an Instagram. Yeah, I got it.
Right? Just a giant tree on your back.
But you know, I'm sure people have it by now already.
They do. I've seen them.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've seen all the Britney tattoos over the years.
Oh, yes, we have. Good and bad.
The Born This Way tattoo. Remember that one?
I'll just say I wasn't with that one, but I have been with a Born This Way tattoo boy before.
Oh, well, game of guess who?
It's literally, yeah, just do a Google reverse image search and find. No, it wasn't. There's one that's like viral, unfortunately, and I feel bad for him on Twitter, but it wasn't him. It's just I have been with somebody with a Born This Way tattoo for sure.
Wow.
You know what? I can't talk. I have a Britney heart. And some people probably have like say that about me. They're like, I was with somebody with a Britney Spears heart signature tattoo. I'm sure that's happened.
Well, thank God I never got the tattoo on my wrist that says breathe like Lindsay Lohan, because I almost did that once.
I mean, that would be iconic and nobody could argue that.
Honestly, it would have been.
Everyone's got to breathe.
I'm just, yeah. On me.
Yeah.
No, I'm just scared of needles. So,
yeah, that wouldn't work out then.
But what were we talking about? Miley, God, tattoos.
The Midnight Sky and tattoos. Yeah. So,
stream Midnight Sky, everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, this past week was the DNC and
DNC virtual experience, something more remote, something more socially distanced.
Now, this is not Pod Save America, but
no.
We do have some legends that we would like to shout out, specifically Billie Eilish.
Yes, Billie, 18-year-old Billie, you know, new to the voting game, comes right out of the gate with a very direct, I would say, little speech.
Yeah.
Speaks out against Trump, encourages everyone to register to vote, says it's, you know, our lives are on the line, basically, and then performs My Future, which is her surprisingly optimistic song about, you know, the future. I thought it was great.
Me too. I thought it was fantastic.
The staging was so eerie and very on brand for her, but at the same time, she had a very warm energy. The dog was there. She was like smirking in parts. I thought it was just the right balance of like goth Billie and like emo, whatever that is, and a little bit of warmth to it. And she sounds like studio version. It's crazy whenever she performs. So
yeah, she has an incredible voice. I have to say this about Billie on here today. I would like to put it on the record because
this Billie Eilish.
Yes, Miss Billie Eilish. You know, at first, two years ago, whatever, I was like, I don't really get it. It's not really my vibe. Yeah. Not that I was like eye rolling at it, but I was like, yeah, you know, not really my mood. Then I watched her Coachella. I think it was a Coachella set. And I believe I talked about this on a past episode. I don't even know.
The times
are blurred. And I was like extremely impressed by the stage presence. And I was like, oh, wow, she has X Factor. And so I will say, for someone so young to be so well-spoken and to take such a brave, strong stance and put that message out, knowing that she has such a huge following, and she really is the girl of that generation.
She is. She's Gen Z, the girl of the generation.
Yeah, like I watched...
The voice of that generation.
Yeah, I watched her speech and I got chills. I was like, this is going to resonate and actually make such a huge impact. And I just... Props to her, and also her brother too. Like,
yeah,
they're
Phineas.
So vocal, and they're not doing it in a way that is, what's the word? Like, I don't have the word. I'm not smart. They're just using their platform for good, and I just think it's great. And they're reaching such a young audience, and I just think it's fantastic. Give it up for her.
Give it up for her.
Stream and I think My Future.
I feel like the conservatives were like running with the like green hair thing as like, oh, wow, it's scary. It's like, get over it. It's 2020. This is not even weird anymore. Like, who doesn't have dyed hair? Come on.
Right. Like coming from the Karens with their skunk highlights. Like, please have a seat, sweetie. Sorry. That
like
was
you
me.
Have to
that
find
was me stereotyping, like, generalizing, but true.
It's like so hard to be like outlandish with dyed hair anymore. Like, who doesn't have
now is the time to do it. If you want to,
yeah, like, that too.
If anything, now is the time to go crazy and fuck your hair up, because you might as well just do it now. Because if you mess it up, who cares? Like,
exactly.
But anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, before we switch off the DNC, I would just like to do a personal note here that I did tweet about.
Oh,
the closing moment with the fireworks. Fireworks,
oh, production
Larry.
Of the DNC.
Yes, that was great. But also, it closed with what I thought was a really good speech from Joe Biden, who is also not my first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, or ninth, tenth, 11th choice, but is now number one.
Yep.
And we're going to do it.
We're just going to do it.
They closed with a fireworks show to Coldplay's A Sky Full of Stars, and I fucking sobbed my eyes out, and I am not ashamed to admit it here on this podcast to the hundreds of people that are listening. I felt so hopeful, and it is such an emotional song. That album is fantastic. Ghost Stories by Coldplay. We don't stand men, but we are voting for Joe Biden, and we love Coldplay. Well, I do. I'm not. I don't want to speak for you. I am voting for Joe Biden, and I stand Coldplay.
Yes, I hate Coldplay. It's on the record.
Really?
Oh, no, I don't hate Coldplay.
I just never love Ghost Stories.
What? I think it's because
you would like Ghost Stories.
Okay.
It's very, 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 very emo and slower and emotional. A Sky Full of Stars is actually, like, does not make sense for that album, to be completely honest. Like, the rest of it is very, very, very mellow.
Well, I am perhaps biased because in my day job, I am forced to cover him and Dakota Johnson and their relationship, and I'm tired of it.
Well, so the rest of you.
No, but they seem great, so... It's just, you know, sometimes like when you have to like cover celebrities in like they're in the gossipy kind of way, or like the sort of, I don't know, like I'm not covering the music angle much of it. I'm covering like his relationship and stuff. So I know too much about him anyway.
Well, stream A Sky Full of Stars and Magic and Always in My Head and Midnight and O from the album Ghost Stories, available now, not sponsored. Anyway, back to Queens of Pop. I think it's time for a little segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so this week I am... gonna shout out a chanteuse that we don't really talk about on here, but we will, you know, today.
She's an icon, but
she sent me a cease and desist once.
She sent you a cease and desist.
Give it up give it up for Countess Luann with her new single Viva La Diva.
I don't hate it.
I know. The video, like, she kind of, like, is serving a little bit for a housewife. Like, it's not bad. Like, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, the thing about Lou's music is I kind of always enjoy it because it's, like, spoken word above a disco beat. It's, like...
Girl Code is so good.
Right. Like, I kind of... I'm not mad. I'll just say that.
Same. It brought me joy.
It did. It did. Money can't buy you class, but it can buy you several singles production-wise. So,
<It's true. laughs>
So give it up for her. Countess Luann from 2009 and still going. I think 2009 was when Money Can't Buy You Class came out. Even earlier.
So.
Yeah. That's a legacy. That's a discography.
I mean, she has a longer career than some of our faves, honestly. So we have to give it up for her.
Yeah.
But then on a serious note, well, I mean, not that that wasn't serious, but...
That was deadly serious.
We would like to shout out Chloe and Halle again for their performance of Do It on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I mean...
Just killing it with these at-home quarantine moments.
The actual looks, like, yes, exactly. This was a really good look, in my opinion. And if you haven't yet deep dove into the Chloe and Halle quarantine sessions, like, go watch all of their performances of Do It and how they've managed to reinvent it each time. Because most of the girls just aren't doing it like that. No, no pun intended. They do it.
They're also doing it in a pandemic. And they premiered in the middle of the pandemic, right? Like, they had to...
Oh, well, the song, yeah, the whole album campaign, yeah, it was all pandemic, so they just made do with it. They did it in their tennis court.
Yeah, I mean, extra props for having to launch your debut in the middle of a global pandemic and then fucking going completely blowing it out of the water and just crushing.
Absolutely. And I'll give also for... my high fashion. I would like to do a belated one, which we didn't talk about, but I found it was too important not to include. Dua, Miss Peep, hosted Jimmy Kimmel during his week that he was gone. They had like guest hosts. She judged,
was
she hosts.
The voice?
She does everything. She wore this like hot black latexy look She just looked so good. It was like, I don't know, Posh Spice 2020.
So good.
She looked really snatched. So I'm just going to give a little high fashion shout out for that. And she did a good job. She had a great sense of humor. They played a game where like they called senior citizens, asking them if they knew who Dua was. All in good fun. And then I'll also give a preemptive high fashion to our Stephanie and her fucking mask. For the VMAs, she's been doing these promos, and it's so outrageous that I kind of have to stand. She's wearing this giant.
She's about to do what she's about to do, and she's about to show what the girls should have did.
She's wearing, like, over-the-top anime mask, pink mask, in one of them. Well, in both of them. The other one, she's ass up in the bed. It's just, it's something.
I am obsessed with it.
There's like, it's got a sense of humor. Just like she did a great job with the Rain on Me video with Ariana, not the actual video, but the promo video during the weather report.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sense of humor here that I'm really loving. So
Stephanie becoming a gamer was life changing. I will just say that, like, you can see the influence of gaming on Stephanie.
Yes.
In this whole Chromatica era.
True.
And I am just, I mean, you know, I'm a little monster again.
Yes, you are.
I said it. I vocalized it.
You did. You are radicalized again. And I also would like to give a special shout out, speaking of Stephanie's merch and items, congratulations to all the gays who got their Chromatica jock straps. We have been seeing them all over our timelines from...
Have we? I must not be following the right people.
Wow. Well, clearly, because if I'm not hooking up with a Born This Way tattoo, I'm seeing them ass out.
Oh, well, I mean, that makes sense for you. You probably follow a lot of bottoms.
So,
not me.
Exactly. And yeah, great job. Looks like the material is really holding up. yeah, I mean, it's hilarious. I feel like there is going to be like a gaggle of gays who all have Chromatica jock straps from this era. And I feel like that will be, I don't know what that is, but that is like so something.
Know what I think about when I see stuff like that? So
what?
I have on my desk, I have a memorabilia like shrine.
Yes.
And I just fully restored, well, not restored, but I created a Spice Girls moment on my desk. And I have my old Tamagotchi from back in the day. I have the cassette tape, like I just have all this stuff from 20 years ago. And I think about people now who are growing up and Chromatica or Gaga is like their Spice Girl, like
yeah.
Spice Girls to me, what Lady Gaga and Chromatica is to someone else.
Yep.
In 20 years from now, is it going to be a part of their shrine?
A framed talk strap, like
that
for
is
real.
On their desk.
Yes.
It will be. Like I have Britney, I have my China figurine, I have my Spice Girl stuff, my Tamagotchi. Like, it's very 90s over there.
Yes.
On my desk.
Well, they will have a Chromatica jock strap, a Madison beer can, a Billie Eilish set. They will just have it all. But in all seriousness, and definitely, like, so Blackpink, their merch has been, like, killing it. The ice cream merch is so cute for their upcoming song. I think the girls are really coming through with the merch lately because we really understand that music doesn't make money anymore. And now touring doesn't make money. So it's like, let's really, and we talked about this, like, let's make the physical experience really cool for them.
Yeah. I love it. I don't know who is like responsible for all the merch, but
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck she's saying, but girl, I am living because I forgot to add that to the soundboard now that I think about it. No, but it's true. Like, I feel like there was such a lull of really, really bad merch.
Yeah.
And now it's really being taken seriously. And I'm like, oh, this makes sense. And it's well made. And this will last.
It's really well curated and designed. And it makes you want it. And it's like, I missed that experience. And I do feel like maybe because of the pandemic, they're paying even more attention to that now because they have to.
This is for the girls, this one.
Speaking of the girls, I think this is a good time to transition into our new music recommendations. And it starts with a song by a girl for the girls.
Yeah, quite literally.
Now, this woman has been pregnant for 47 years, and
she's how old I feel.
She just tweeted, we were talking, of course, about Miss Catherine Hudson, Katy Perry, that movies and TV should stop portraying pregnancy as 9 months when it really is like 10 plus months. Like, she is also aware how pregnant she has been. Yeah, so she's still pregnant.
She's got a point.
She's got a baby in the belly. She released, I think it's the last song of Smile, called What Makes a Woman. She said in a previous interview that this is the one that she is most excited for her Bobby to hear. Her baby girl, Kiki Perry, is what she's nicknamed the baby because she's kicking a lot. And it actually is only like 2 minutes, which I was very surprised by.
I was going to say, this feels like an interlude.
Yes. To me, so this song is very much like about being a woman in this society and standards and expectations. And this actually, very surprisingly, gave me, I keep being annoying and being like, I want Circle the Drain, Katie. Like, this kind of goes in that direction a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
it's got a little edge to it.
A little edge to it. I really like her last seconds of it where she's like, okay, Catherine.
We should just end every episode now with that.
Yes, we should.
Okay, you did it, T. Kyle.
Yeah. Feels like that. But no, I like it. And I, you know, preg pop, this definitely feels like it was inspired by Someday I Will Understand reflection, introspection. And I'm into it for her. This is shaping up to be a more interesting album than I've first anticipated.
Yeah. I was thinking about it because I immediately got interlude vibes from this.
Yeah.
That I feel like as a whole, this album will make more sense for me as a listener and will be enjoyable as a full experience versus the one-off singles, if that makes sense. Oh.
What was that?
Hello? Frickin' bitch hung up on me.
I strongly disagree with your opinion, so I hung up.
Honestly, you should do it every once an episode, every now and then, just hang up on me. Because I always, like, genuinely am like,
Sorry, she was giving birth. I had to go get ready. You know, I agree with you, and I also feel that way, and we're about to get to him about the Troy EP. Is like, even though I did like the singles, once I heard the EP together, I was like, wait a minute, this makes a lot more sense to me.
Agreed. Well, so it also is just kind of circling back to the old days when you got an album experience and it wasn't just like single, and new era. Here's like an EP.
Usually a lead single, maybe a second single, then the album.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I like these Chromatica, Troy Sivan, like these moments that Folklore. I kind of feel like we're getting these experiences back again, sonically, since we can't have them in real life. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, definitely. I was having a conversation with my friend. We're diehard Kylie fans, and we were talking about how to release Say Something and then say the album's out in November feels extremely 2010 or earlier, because it's like, that's not how it works anymore. Like, you don't really put out the single and then wait 6 months to drop the album. Mm-hmm. It's like, but internet, you know, the industry is adjusting, and I do think essentially more and more people will Beyonce albums, or just, you know, have that be the full experience, because it's just, or just do the single a week and then drop the whole thing, because short attention spans and it's harder to tell a story over time.
Yeah, it's fantastic from a branding perspective to do an experience. Like,
yeah,
I mean, say what you want about Joanne, but like the pink hat was a moment. Chromatica, now it's become a thing where like she even Instagrammed, she was like, hi from Chromatica.
Yeah.
Folklore, it's like you could just make a black and white photo and be like, I'm listening to Cardigan. I mean, it just...
Yeah, strong visual identity, strong brand identity. So that Smile, coming out this week that you're listening to. So we will definitely be diving into that. The next song that we have coming up is a collab between Miss Tinashe and Miss Iggy Azalea, DLNW, which stands for Dance Like Nobody's Watching. Now, I think the chorus is fire. I think Tinashe suits this wonderfully. I can't really do Iggy's drawl the way she, I can't really do it.
Well, you know, we have had history with Iggy Azalea that we have apologized for.
Personal, yes, that's true.
So, she, I mean, I think this is a really fun combo.
It is. And
I love the girls teaming up. I'm all for like a girl's moment.
Yes. We love this is the latest in many tag team collabs this year from two superstar female entertainers. But I don't know. Do you like it?
I don't know how I feel about it yet. I'm still kind of, it's just also too like Iggy is just really funny on Twitter. And so I'm kind of just like, I just want to like everything that she does, you know?
Yeah. No, I definitely. I don't hate it. I don't know that this suits her style as much as it does Tinashe. Like Tinashe is like
that's what it is. That's exactly it.
It's, you know,
work. Basically, just like sipping my straw. Okay, work.
But it's not that I don't actively like dislike Iggy at all. I don't know that this was her vibe as much as it was Tinashe. Will just slay everything. But. Yeah. Anyway,
I talk about Tinashe all the time at work because I've her Wave XR set that she did where they made her like that digital. I'm always like, everyone, look at this Tinashe concert. Can we do something like this? Do you guys know Tinashe? I bring her up all the time. So we stan.
Totally. But anyway, moving on. There is the return of a queen very near and dear to my heart, Miss Agnes. Now, if you don't know, you might know her biggest hit, Release Me, from 2010.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time?
She's the definition of that. I think her last album was 12 or 13, 2013, and then she took like a 7-year break. So she's back. She put out an EP last year, and now after another single, she released one called Fingers Crossed, and it's like so true to her like disco pop vibe, almost ABBA-like. It's like spiritual a little bit. I love it. Obsessed.
I mean, so I have not heard this song admittedly yet.
Okay.
But Agnes, Release Me is fucking iconic.
Yes.
That song
it's really not far from it. Like this, it's a different vibe, but it's in her wheelhouse.
And all my Jersey girls out there.
Oh yeah. They'll
know this song. Yeah. Ugh.
I love her. There's like a distinct tone in her voice. I don't know that I just really like also. And she's a Swedish queen. If you didn't know, she won season 2 of Swedish Idol. And yeah, she went on to be superstar there. Superstar here with Release Me. Took a little break, but she's back. So stan Agnes, her clear skin.
Okay. I'm looking that one up.
Yeah. All right. From Sweden to Australia, where he's currently locked in his room. We have baby Troye Sivan, not a baby anymore.
No.
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman moment. He released an EP, which was followed by, like, so I think he released Easy, Rager, Teen, like, he released a lot of them up front. And then it's called It's in a Dream, which the title track is maybe my favorite, but there's a song called Stud. Now, this is Troye getting horny on main.
The Instagram video, like, he's really going for it, but, like, good for him.
Yeah, totally. No, I like it. This is kind of what I had always dreamt of for, like, my younger queer self was to have, like, sexy twink pop stars.
To be a queen of pop.
Yeah.
Singing explicitly. I want to be up there. I want to do that.
Yes. Singing, like, explicitly about boys and sex and just the way that, like, straight people do. So I'm like very into Stud for that. And I feel like if I was 20, this would be super revolutionary for me, like just coming out or earlier than that. But
would you say that this is his In the Zone era?
Right. It feels very that. Stud is his Touch of My Hand / Breathe on Me. And yeah, I'm into the whole vibe of the EP. It definitely feels like it's a mood. It's a moment.
And also shout out to Troye for doing his own promos and graphics and videos.
He did an amazing TikTok showing how he edited his little visual for one of the songs. And he was like, thank God I used to be a YouTuber and then he showed like all of the things that he did to make it really cool.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? Exactly. That's what you should be doing. Put those skills to work.
Yeah. Everything you do in life is preparing you for your future in some way that you may not know right now, but one day you will understand.
That's
someday.
So true. Thank you. Somebody should make that a song. Well, I guess we're leading up to the final New Music Friday selection that needs attention. And what a moment it is for many reasons.
A moment.
A moment, darling. Yes, we're talking about Miss Mariah Carey, who released the lead single from her new The Rarities album, just announced that, Save the Day with Lauryn Hill. Now, I'm not even sure how much I'm allowed to disclose because, like, there was an agreement, and we were allowed to share pictures, and enough people already shared it online, that I was very fortunate to be selected alongside journalists and lambs alike for an intimate Zoom session where he had a Save the Day listening party, and the queen herself was there with cutie boyfriend Brian Tanaka, who was such an adorable hype man throughout the whole thing. He like got the Zoom in order, was like hyping her up, rubbing her leg and looking in her eyes. Like it was like, wow, he was like really attentive to her. That was super sweet to see. And then she herself was an actual, I don't want to say imperfect angel, even though that's the name of the album, but Elusive Chanteuse was super warm, super sweet. I didn't personally get to ask a question, but there were several fans who did. And every time she answered, she blew kisses at them. She was like so gracious and sweet. And it was funny because inevitably, because it was a Zoom, there would be like technical difficulties. And she's like, I'm not in charge of the audio, darling. Like, I'm not involved in this technological moment. But she was just really generous with her time. And, you know, for all of the hysteria and fantasy and folklore about her being a diva, like, this was super as intimate as we could in these times, you know, right in her living room, chatting with us on a sofa or chair, whatever it was. And very surreal, because it's also like, what do you do when you're on a Zoom call with a legend? Besides, like, I cheesily like smiled a lot and waved at her. She clearly was waving directly at me. but like, you know, these situations are usually, we get to go to like Soho House, and it's a small group of people, and you get to mingle and meet her, and it's really exciting. But a Zoom call is so strange to do. But
something else.
That's obviously the best we have, and it was still really special, and obviously all the fans inside were dying, and you got to like, it was still a Zoom call, so there was a general chat, and everyone's like,
oh my God, shaking.
They're like shaking, and they're like, oh my God, the roof, oh my God, like they're just like naming songs that they love, and it was really sweet, and there were so many people that I knew in there that was awesome to see, like MNEK, Bright Light, and a lot of like journalists that I work with or friends with, and that was really cool.
JLo fan _3 has entered the chat.
Oh my God.
That'd be so bad.
Imagine if I made
a joke,
my background.
I'm joking.
Oh my God. I made my background like the green lights from Waiting for Tonight.
No.
Dead. But no, it was so
we
great.
We love JLo. Make this into something it's not.
Right, exactly. No. But you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything, but she talked about the rarities a little bit, the process of picking songs for that. And then she talked about the book a little bit and some of the things that she wrote about in there. And nothing too juicy, but it was nice for the fans. And I was really grateful to be a part of it. And yeah, I mean, it's that weird feeling of being like, oh my God, you got to do that. But also like you were in a Zoom.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it. Like, but I was just really happy to do it. And yeah, hopefully next time in person would be even more amazing. But
I love her. Yeah. I don't care what anyone says.
No, she was amazing. So yeah, they played the song a few times for us. And she talked a bit about making it. She said that it was in the archives for like a decade with Jermaine Dupri, who also popped in to talk about it. And that she revisited it recently for the rarities. And she was like, wait a minute, the lyrics really speak to the moment. So now we have Save the Day.
Know what I want on this album?
What would you like?
So, and I will say now, because if this winds up happening, because like in my mind, I'm like, just speak it into existence. So
speak.
Yeah, speak. Available now at Urban Outfitters, not sponsored, on vinyl. No, but I would just like to say for the record, before I say what I'm about to say next, that Brad takes his NDAs very seriously. So I don't know anything about what happened in the Zoom call. So even though we're...
To be honest, I think that was really... And I can say it on here too. Like, I think because we got to hear the song ahead of the release, I think they were just making sure that we didn't do a live stream of it and like leak it early, which is understandable. But yeah, I also just don't want to share too in case she was really giving exclusive info. But yeah.
Yeah. Sue Brad, not me. And the podcast.
Yeah,
I just wanted to.
It's the lawsuits.
Yeah. I just wanted to just make that clear first, because what I was going to say was when she announced the rarities, my mind immediately went to, I want to hear Mariah Carey's version of Where Are You Christmas from The Grinch.
Yeah, she definitely didn't address that, but...
Because she wrote it, and there was drama about the whole relationship issues with Tommy Mottola, and so then they pulled it, and then they gave it to Faith Hill, and she had to which is iconic.
Right.
Shading Faith Hill. That song is one of my favorite Christmas songs ever. But I want to hear Mariah sing it. And so when I saw that, I was like, it's October. Mm. October is when everyone releases Christmas music. And maybe, just maybe, one thing can go right this year. Well, did anything else go right this year?
Future Nostalgia. That's
Future Nostalgia, Chromatica. And I want to hear Where Are You Christmas? The original Mariah Carey written and recorded version.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Make it happen. See what I did there?
That would be amazing, actually. That's a great idea, honestly. I hope so. You know, she said old and new song. Who knows? Oh
my God, the lamb is jumping out. I will say.
The lamb is left and right.
Quarantine has been giving me moments to discover the artistry of the past from my legends. So the lamb,
she's bleating. Do lambs bleat, right? They bleat or they baa. What do lambs mean?
I was going to say my fur coat bleat? Is getting thicker. Makes a lamb.
Oh my God,
I don't know.
No.
Don't people milk lambs?
Yes, they do.
Ew, people eat lambs too, that's horrible. Get off the subject. Switch. What's next?
So save the day. It's basically about, you know, if you don't and he doesn't and she doesn't, then we're never going to save the day, which literally is like, wear your fucking mask.
She made a point, as I did on my Instagram rant.
The song is very much like, we're all in this together. We're more divided than ever. We need to save the day.
Some would say, and, you know, they don't get along, so we don't need to go there. But some would say ahead of its time.
Yes, literally. Mm-hmm. Quite literally ahead of its time. So it samples the Fugees. Obviously Lauren's voice on Killing Me Softly. And she also sings the iconic La La La's. And I just, I'm very happy with it. I'm happy that the rarities is coming. Very excited for this Mariah moment. The book will tell us so much more. There's going to be endless stories that come out of this book.
Oh, I cannot wait. I want an audiobook too. I want her to read it to me.
The Brazilian remixers are going to run wild with the audiobook. There's going to be so much.
Thought about that.
Like DJ mixes of like chapters.
Know what killed me this week too? The remix that TikToker did of Nelson from The Simpsons doing M83. Did you see that?
Yes,
I laughed so hard. Yeah, because I have a really annoying high-pitched nasally voice. I can do it really well. That shit was so fun. Like, I was not expecting it, and I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. So another positive thing to come out of quarantine is everyone's just learning Logic Pro, which I need to do it next.
There you go. Well, that was actually a very positive recap overall of all the things happening. And we do have some things to look forward to.
Yeah, so we've got some things coming up. We have Selena, ex-Blackpink, with
ice cream. Sour candy part two or something, because the girls, they like their desserts. You know what they deserve? Dessert. And that is a reference to a song by a Girls' Generation member, Hyo. Anyway, Selena Gomez, Blackpink, they finally announced that the song is called Ice Cream. It's coming this week, along with Smile. Smile is shaking, but actually, because I really feel like all eyes are on this song, because there was already so much hype about who was going to be the guest. I'm just going to cautiously hope for the best. They made a ton of merch for this already, which looks really cute and cool. There's already an ice cream truck they found at the beach in California that is...
The flavor,
literally. It's custom skinned with like cell pink decals and pictures of all five of them together. It's, you know, they're doing a lot of promo for this. And, you know, kind of like when WAP, when they had the vinyls and all the merch ahead of time, I'm like, they're definitely preparing for this to be a cultural moment. So I hope it is.
Yeah, I love the artwork.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really do hope it's, you know, they're such shining stars on Sour Candy that I hope this is more of the same. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear their full The Album, which is their album. It's called The Album.
The Album. Mm-hmm.
If Sour Candy will somehow kind of fit into the vibe of it.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's all going to be food.
Oh my god, you never know. We'll have to see.
Desserts,
I have no idea.
Sweets.
Ugh, that would be heaven. They put out about one single per year for the past 4 years, but eventually we did make it to this The Album moment. So we'll see what they do. What even makes the album? So speaking of track lists, Miss Dua Peep, doer of no wrong, released the track list for Club Future Nostalgia this week. And also maybe confused the girls a little bit because it's very sample heavy. So people were like, is that a feature or is that a sample? And then the press release made it a little more clear. There is a lot happening on this track list that is very exciting. From sampling Stevie Nicks, Stand Back, to, Hollaback Girl, Gwen Stefani is sampled on a Hallucinate remix. There's so many different remixers. And it really feels like they did a thorough job of really collecting cool names for the remixes, like, and samples. It feels like not just, I don't want to shade any remixer, but like, it's not just a basic ass set of remixes that are very uninspired. It seems like they put a lot of thought into this.
Well,
so
we're going to have to wait and see. I mean,
we will, but that also arrives at the same time as Smile and Ice Cream. It's going to be a busy New Music Friday.
We've got Selena, Blackpink, Dua Lipa, the VMAs, Rain on May. So much coming up next week.
We are hoping that we get to see that performance, because the latest from Hit's Daily Double is that some of the performers might have to be scrapped last minute due to safety precautions, because they are still scrambling to this moment to figure out what they're doing for the VMAs, because it went from the plan of hosting it at the Barclays to, okay, it's going to be outside, to now it's LA and New York, literally minute by minute.
And everything in LA is getting shut down. So from a production standpoint.
Even, you know, we were asking for updates for work about how exactly to cover this, and it sounds like it is very much changing day by day. So this is going to be a very interesting setup. So the Hits Daily Double reported that there are rumors that multiple performers might need to be scrapped. Now, I don't think we're in danger of losing Gaga and Ariana, because I think they're setting up somewhere discreet, somewhere like, I don't know. It seems like they're doing it either at home or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, their music video was used a lot of green and blue screen, so they could work something out, because I mean, exactly. I feel like it would be, I can't even imagine, like, I just have whoever is working on the VMAs, like even people I know that I used to work with at Viacom back in the day, like from working on The Tonight Show, I know how hard it is. Everything, like the protocols and stuff that everyone's going through. Like I'm not in the office because it is so strict, and it's so like everything just has to be timed out, and it's so much to long story short. So I can't imagine a award show of this scale, how they're going to pull it off. And so whatever they do, I am just hats off to them, because working in production, I know how hard it is and how difficult it is for crew and everyone involved. So I just want everyone to stay safe. And, you know, if it's only an hour, then it's only an hour. I'll take it. It's fine. Yeah, it's tough.
It is tough, but we'll see. And I'm hoping that the best is we'll get a few Megan Thee Stallion BET Awards-esque performances of like really epic music video style performances.
Oh my God, I wouldn't accept
that at all.
Oh, what if they did Rain on Me and it rained and then Cardi and Megan came out in the rain and it was just like, and then they were wet because it's raining.
Right.
And that's the concept.
The top girl collabs.
There's
a hydration things happening there. So
just do a massive mega mix, one into the other. I don't know what could come after WAP, but
I totally agree. We'll have to wait and see, wait and WAP, but
WAP and see. Yeah, and come chat with us on Discord if you are a patron legend only fan. Come chat with us on the new Discord. Brad, you're working, right?
I will drop in, yes, and yeah, I will
she'll peek in.
I'll give some thoughts. I'm sure I'll have thoughts,
and I will be there, so you can come chat with us live because I'm not going to live tweet this, but I'll be chatting with the girls.
Yeah, I don't know
who. I mean, I say that now, but like, I'll probably make a meme anyway. Like, I made a rule that I was never going to make a political meme after 2016 ever again, and I held strong for 4 years, and then I made the Jill Biden one, but You know, it needed to be done.
We say things and then we change our minds. Our opinions evolve because we are what? Hypocritical. And that is part of being human.
I'm going to make you change your minds. Okay.
All right. Well, that about sums it up. So we will be taking in all this new content this week and return to you next week with a lot of opinions about a lot of things.
Yes. And until then, stay safe. Please wear a mask. Socially distant.
Register to vote.
What was that? What did I was trying to say? Stay socially distant from one another. That's what I meant to say. And until next week, we will
see you
soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.